Inside Baghdad, units from the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division pressed eastward to the Tigris and north up the river today. NPR's Eric Westervelt is with Armored Task Force 164 at the parade grounds in the center of the city. He says for the troops he's with, so far, the battle for Baghdad hasn't been much of a battle.
Army Captain Joseph Lynn walks almost casually out into Saddam Hussein's parade grounds, across from the reviewing stand.
This big area right here. I mean, this is the heart of Baghdad right here.
The park and parade area was relatively calm today, though the roadways around it are pockmarked with black splashes of shrapnel from Iraqi mortar rounds. Captain Lynn recalls when his armored vehicle first turned into the parade area.
When we came down that road right there, I know that as we turned the track around to come back up into this area right here, I saw about 7 or 8 RPGs flying over my head, and I heard them flying over my head. And that's with a CBC helmet on, so that means they were very close. So lucky for me, they're bad shots.
The high arch sculptures of giant fists clenching crossed swords, modeled on Saddam Hussein's hands, are visible over the roadways east and west of the review stand. The sculptures jut into a Baghdad skyline thick with drifting plumes of black smoke from U.S. bombing runs. But it's hardly been the big, long fight soldiers like tank driver Joshua Stewart expected in the battle for Baghdad.
I mean, I thought at least they'd give us like a fight or something. We just basically just walked in here and they just let us come in.
In fact, most of the soldiers say the shorter incursion into Baghdad on Saturday was tougher going than yesterday and today's fighting. Still, Major Mike Donovan believes in the last 3 weeks in Iraq, U.S. forces have seen their heaviest ground fighting since the Vietnam War.
If you just look at the casualties, if you look at the losses of equipment, which haven't been tremendous, but compared to Grenada, Desert Storm, Panama, any one of those, there's almost no comparison.
U.S. fighter jets today took out some Iraqi fighters and mortar units, as well as sites with weapons and artillery. As U.S. forces pushed a little east and northward, they faced small arms fire and some RPG attacks, but not much else. The U.S. now firmly controls Highway 8, which cuts through Baghdad. Resupply trucks today had no problem running more fuel and ammunition into troops. In a courtyard of one of the parade ground buildings, a few Iraqi combatants sit handcuffed, their heads hung low. They're wearing filthy clothes and expressions of despair on their faces. Hundreds of their fellow Iraqi fighters were killed in the last few days. Soldiers with Task Force 164 suffered only a handful of minor injuries. Battalion Physician Assistant Captain Michael Dyke says in the last 24 hours, his medical team has treated far more civilians than soldiers. With his father sitting by his side, a 1-year-old Iraqi boy sits quietly with huge balloon-like bandages around his hands. Captain Dykes.
It looks like he's got a little laceration to his wrist. I'm not sure what causes injuries, but I'm not convinced yet that it wasn't blunt trauma and that he has a fracture, so we've got him splinted as well. And I believe that's outgoing mortar fire, in case you're wondering.
Captain Dykes' attention is suddenly pulled away by the allure of captured Iraqi weapons. Someone in the battalion has found a big box of firearms, including coveted Russian-made sniper rifles and Iraqi Tariq 9mm pistols. The words "made in Iraq, licensed by Beretta" are written on the chamber.
That is a Special Forces M9.
That's the one that the FBI carries.
Across from the main parade grounds, U.S. soldiers are sweeping up glass and debris inside an abandoned cafeteria. Soldiers are setting up a more permanent medical aid station. The U.S. Army is starting to set up shop here for what's likely to be an extended occupation. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with the 3rd Infantry Division's Armored Task Force 164 in downtown Baghdad.